आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम नरेश मागो। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू अटेंड 60th ऑल इंडिया डीजीपी आईजीपी कॉन्फ्रेंस इन रायपुर टुडे एंड टुमारो। Internal security, counter-terrorism, women's safety and policing innovations likely to dominate the agenda. Election Commission issues point-by-point rebuttal to all apprehensions of Trinamool Congress regarding special intensive revision of electoral rolls in West Bengal. Cyclone Dithwa, which claimed 69 lives in Sri Lanka, likely to reach North Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and South Andhra Pradesh tomorrow morning. Rajinikanth honored and Dharmendra remembered at star-studded closing ceremony of IFFI 2025 in Goa. India re-elected to International Maritime Organization Council for 2026-27 with highest vote tally, and India beat Chile 7-0 in their opening match of FIH Men's Junior Hockey World Cup 2025 in Chennai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 60th All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police being held in Chhattisgarh today. The Prime Minister will take part in various sessions scheduled at the conference today and tomorrow. Internal security, counter-terrorism, women's safety and policing innovations are likely to dominate the agenda of the conference. The three-day conference began yesterday at the Indian Institute of Management in Nava Raipur. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the conference. He said the conference has been shaped as a portal of solutions to internal security, laying broad principles for strategizing and policy making. Mr. Shah said that the mettle of our police forces is evident in the success India has achieved in the last 11 years in its operations against radicalization, extremism, insurgency and narcotics. Addressing the conference, he reiterated the significance of accuracy of intelligence, clarity of objectives and synergy in action to shield the nation from new age threats. He said the discussions held in this conference would help in preparing a roadmap for policing towards a Viksit Bharat. The Election Commission EC has issued a point-by-point rebuttal to all apprehensions and termed the allegations made by the TMC delegation as baseless. A 10-member delegation led by Rajya Sabha MP Derek O'Brien met the Election Commission in New Delhi yesterday over the issue of the ongoing Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in West Bengal. The Commission asked the delegation to submit claims and objections after the 9th of December when the draft list is shared with them. The Commission said, till then, the party should not interfere with the independent functioning of booth-level officers, election registration officers and district election officers who are state government employees on deputation for election-related works. The Commission also wrote a letter to Director General Police of West Bengal and Kolkata Police Commissioner to ensure that the BLOs are not pressurized and threatened by political party workers. The poll body has also directed all DEOs to ensure new polling stations in slums, high-rise buildings and gated residential colonies, as is being done across India based on its instructions. Sri Lanka continues to battle the escalating impact of Cyclone Dithwa, which remains active over the island. The death toll has climbed to 69, with 34 missing and more than 2,19,000 people affected across multiple districts. Heavy rainfall exceeding 300 millimetres, destructive winds reaching 90 kilometres an hour, widespread flooding and landslides have caused severe disruptions to transport, power supply and essential services. Authorities warn of more rain and strong winds as the cyclone moves north-northwest, with a forecast of heavy to very heavy rain in most adjoining regions. India has expanded its emergency assistance under Operation Sagar Bandhu. A special aircraft carrying 80 tons of health supplies received by the Sri Lanka Air Force arrived early this morning, with another flight due shortly. This follows relief already handed over by INS Vikrant and INS Udayagiri. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed condolences and reaffirmed India's commitment to supporting Sri Lanka as conditions deteriorate. Here is more from our correspondent.
Rescue teams in Sri Lanka are racing against time as rising river levels and new landslide risks threaten more communities. Military boats and Indian naval helicopters from INS Vikrant are now reaching stranded families in remote areas. Disaster officials warn that major rivers, including the Kelani and Mahaveli, have reached flood alert stage. Authorities have opened 266 shelters for displaced families, activated 47 police division hotlines, and urged the public to remain alert to warnings on floods, landslides, and falling trees as adverse weather continues. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
Cyclonic storm Dithwa is moving towards coastal Tamil Nadu after creating disaster in Sri Lanka. Presently, it is located about 80 kilometers west of Sri Lankan coast and is moving northwestwards with a speed of 7 kilometers per hour and is 220 kilometers southeast of Karaikal and 380 kilometers from Puducherry. Dithwa is actively pacing toward the northern coast of the state and is at 430 kilometers from south of Chennai. It is very likely to reach over southwest Bay of Bengal near North Tamil Nadu and South Andhra coast by early tomorrow morning. More from our correspondent.
Educational institutions in the coastal areas have been closed and exams have been postponed due to the cyclone Dithwa. Heavy rains have been pounding the delta districts, including Nagapattinam, Thanjavur and Tiruvarur. People living in low-lying coastal areas have been moved to safer places and are provided with food and shelter. District collectors have been instructed to keep an eye on the water levels at water bodies and also at the surge of seawater due to the cyclone. Due to adverse weather conditions, the public have been asked to stay indoors. NDRF teams have been kept ready to move in when situation requires. Warning has been given to coastal areas even as quality winds speed reaching up to 70 km per hour may become gale winds gusting up to 80 km per hour along the coast of Tamil Nadu till tomorrow. Flight services have been disrupted in Chennai. Joy, Akashwani, reporting from Chennai.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The star-studded closing ceremony of the 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI, on Friday ended on a high note, with superstar Rajinikanth being honoured with the Lifetime Achievement Award for his 50 years in cinema. Superstar Rajinikanth was honoured by Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant with a shawl and a memento at the closing ceremony of IFFI. The icons of Indian film industry remembered towering personalities who passed away this year, including Dharmendra, Kamini Kaushal, Sulakshana Pandit and Satish Shah. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Curtains descended on IFFI 2025 with a glittering closing ceremony last night. Chief Minister Pramod Sawant paid tributes to the he-man of Indian cinema, Dharmendra. The stage shone like a galaxy of colourful stars, quite literally, when Rajinikanth was felicitated for his contribution to Indian cinema through 50 years. Another big surprise for everyone was Ranveer Singh's captivating and energetic presence on the stage. The Golden Peacock for the Best Feature Film at IFFI 2025 was backed by Ashley Mayfair's Skin of Youth. The Vietnamese drama follows the precarious lives of San and Nam and their struggle for love and identity in 1990s Saigon. The Silver Peacock for Best Director of a Feature Film was awarded to Santosh Dhavakar for Gondhal. Akinola Davies Jr. won the Special Jury Award for his movie My Father's Shadow. Ubima Rios bagged the award for Best Actor Male, while Hyara Sophia Ostan won the Best Actor Female for Little Trouble Girls. Silver Peacock for Best Debut Feature Film was jointly awarded to Hisham Farahman's My Daughter's Hair and Tony Spill's Frank. The prestigious ICFT UNESCO Gandhi Medal went to the movie Safe House, directed by Eric Swanson, recognizing the director's unique artistic story. Some other notable awards that were given during the award ceremony last night were Best Debut Director for Indian Feature Film to Karan Singh Tyagi for his critically acclaimed film Kesari 2 and OTT Best Indian Panorama Award to Bandish Bandits 2. The ceremony marked a memorable end to the festival, celebrating creativity, innovation and the enduring spirit of filmmaking. And even though IFFI 2025 has ended, keep celebrating the magic of cinema. With Adarshan Nikhil, Sarah Mushtaba from IFFI, Goa.
The GST Bajat Utsav began on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Our correspondent brings a report on how the next generation GST reforms are boosting the food sector. A report.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has provided a major relief to common man by reducing GST on the essential food items. Under the revised tax structure, the GST rates on staple items like paratha, bread, roti, paneer and ultra-high temperature milk have been completely made tax-free. Also, taxes on butter, ghee, condensed milk and jams now attract only 5% GST, boosting the demand of these products in middle-income families. Along with this, the tax rates on packaged food items like namkeen, bhujia, mixture, drinking water, sauces and goods including refined sugar has been lowered to 5% from the earlier 12% slab. This decision has lowered the prices on many essential and processed food items, leading to reduced household expenses. The rationalization under GST has improved the affordability of food, ensured daily nutrition and provided financial relief to families. With Rohan, this is Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
India has been re-elected to the Council of the International Maritime Organization, IMO, for 2026-27 with the highest vote tally. The council elections were held during the 34th session of IMO Assembly in London yesterday. India secured the highest number of votes in the category comprising 10 countries with the largest interest in international seaborne trade. It received 154 out of 169 valid votes cast during the election. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, expressed delight on the achievement, saying that it is a proud moment for India's maritime sector. Moving on to sports, in hockey, India registered a commanding 7-0 win over Chile in their first Pool B match of Men's FIH Hockey Junior World Cup 2025 yesterday at the Mayor Radhakrishnan Stadium in Chennai. India, along with defending champions Germany, Argentina and Belgium, all opened their campaigns with victories. The Under-21 tournament is being conducted across two cities, Chennai and Madurai. India have named an 18-member squad for the hockey tournament, with defender Rohit appointed as the captain. Two-time Olympic bronze medalist P.R. Srijesh is the coach of the Indian junior hockey team. India is in Pool B with Chile, Oman and Switzerland. India have won the Junior Hockey World Cup twice. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal. The Met Department has also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Andhra Pradesh. It also said that heavy rainfall will occur in Kerala, Mahe and South Interior Karnataka. The Weather Agency has forecast fog conditions at isolated pockets over East Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh and Odisha. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Naresh. The Indian economy continues on the upward trajectory. Q2 stunner economic growth surges to 8.2% is a front page headline in Financial Express. Grand AC party sizzling growth lights up season, says the Economic Times. Consumption boost after GST cut, rural spending hike, $4 trillion economy this fiscal, Modi vows more reforms, writes the Asian Age. Stories of devastation wreaked by Cyclone Dittwa have been reported widely by newspapers. Nearly 100 killed as Cyclone Dittwa batters Sri Lanka, headlines The Hindu. Redford blast error module, 48 Alpha Law staffers questioned, probe expands to Delhi hospitals, writes The Indian Express. And finally, psychologist Paul Ekman, who sought to add scientific exactitude to the human impulse to interpret how others feel through their facial expressions and used his research to advise FBI interrogators, has passed away at 91, reports The Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to attend 60th All India DGP-IGP conference in Raipur today and tomorrow. Internal security, counter-terrorism, women's safety and policing innovations likely to dominate the agenda. Election Commission issues point-by-point rebuttal to all apprehensions of Trinamool Congress regarding special intensive revision of electoral rolls in West Bengal. Cyclone Dittwa, which claimed 69 lives in Sri Lanka, are likely to reach North Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and South Andhra Pradesh tomorrow morning. Rajinikanth honoured and Dharmendra remembered at star-studded closing ceremony of IFFI 2025 in Goa. India re-elected to International Maritime Organization Council for 2026-27 with highest vote tally, and India beat Chile 7-0 in their opening match of FIH Men's Junior Hockey World Cup 2025 in Chennai. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.